We are back. Yes,
we are going overtime.
That was the song, Don't Stop Believing. And
that's for you, Dylan.
Like KG says, anything is possible. Anything I want to yell it. Yes, we get the point said. So, with that being said, Bulls, Hawks, all right? Yes, let me
all
get
I
my
can say is I'm just happy that I was at baseball practice during the fourth quarter.
Yeah, see, you know what? I'm not going to call this a prisoner of the moment for me because this is my feeling this whole time, and I don't care if you guys hate me for this.
If you say that, you know we will.
I'm not saying the Bulls suck, and I'm not saying that at all. They play excellent defense. They have a shot to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who's going to beat them?
Boston. But
no, not anymore. Perkins gone. I don't believe in Boston.
See here,
you know how many points they allowed since Perkins left?
I understand that, but
their defense is shut down, and I don't think they can get it done.
See,
I don't think they can.
See, here's my problem though. I'm sorry, but as I've been repeating this, and ironically, a lot of people have been repeating this. If your point guard is the primary scorer, that's going to be a problem in the playoffs.
Yes, we've heard this before.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm going to continue to stress it out. Just do not be surprised if the Bulls do not get as far as you think. Because only one out of how many scoring point guards out there has succeeded.
I'll tell you who it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to Luol Deng.
Exactly. I agree with
Ty. That's what it's going to be.
If it's one of them good nights for him.
Because some nights he's hot, and that's the problem. He's either really good or really bad, so it's all going to come down to who's going to show up. Hopefully, he knows it's a playoffs, he'll be in the corner hitting those
threes. I mean, you need help from Boozer, too. That's why you got him.
But I'm saying that I can count on Boozer more than Deng.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to – it's like the Chicago Bears. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Oh, I think the Bulls can get it for a little
Oh, yeah, they'll get further. They're going to get further, that no doubt.
The Bulls are – the difference between the Bulls and the Bears, I mean, sure, they were great.
But I think expecting them to win a championship, though.
I mean, I thought they could beat the Packers personally. I still think they're better than the Packers, but they're just missing the quarterback and some receivers. But anyway, back to the Bulls. The Bulls literally have a legit shot.
They do, but
they have a legit shot. I think they can.
I think the Bulls win a championship if Derrick Rose was a shooting guard it was a little tough. I'm sorry. Name me a point guard that you know is a primary scorer that leads his team to the championship. I want you to name me one. Come on, name me one. Okay.
I'll tell you. It's gonna start now.
It's
gonna start now.
Well, just don't be surprised if it doesn't happen. I'm not getting my hopes up because I get my hopes up for Chicago teams a lot.
I'm
not ever doubting the Celtics again after last year.
Well, you're gonna be disappointed this year. I guarantee it.
Well, so will you. You will too. The Bulls. I guarantee you, the Bulls are not winning the championship. I'm guaranteeing that. Quote me on
this. I'm guaranteeing that the Celtics don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm guaranteeing that.
Who's the Celtics going to lose to then?
I don't know. They might lose to Orlando if they face them.
They might, but Orlando relies on threes too much. The Knicks. The East is wide open. That's what I'm going to call it.
That's the reason why the Celtics won't win.
There's a weakness with all the teams.
This epitomizes the playoffs. It's whoever is hot at the moment.
Yes.
And especially with the East, because I think,
the Bulls have been hot for a while, that may be a problem. And not to mention, if Derrick Rose wins the MVP, there is a curse.
That has to be because the MVP has not won the
since Tim Duncan. So, yeah,
it's time to break those two things up. It's time to change. Hopefully it happens, to be honest with you, I mean, Rose doesn't have a control if he wins or not, other than how he plays. But
he has to do the scoring, though.
He said if they ever interviewed him, he said, "I don't care about the MVP.
I just care about win."
Yeah. Well, he better not
care. I like that attitude.
Yeah, Derrick Rose is a very humble guy. So I mean, he's one of the few superstars that if I went to school with him before then, I probably wouldn't have. I would have had no problem with him.
I know. I've heard from people who actually met Rose, ran into Rose randomly over down there by that Panera Bread, and they've actually said that he's kind of just a nice, laid-back person. And for him to have all this attention starting off and for him to be that humble, that's unbelievable. Mm.
Yep. So, yeah, I cannot wait till the playoffs come because, like in the NFL, when I said the Packers were the best team, complete team, and they wound up winning it all because again, my so personal.
So you, but you don't have anybody locked into the East. So
just I don't. It is wide open, but I don't. I won't be surprised if the Bulls do not go to the finals. Like, I think the primary scorer is their point guard. Well, there might be some issues.
I agree that the Bulls sometimes run out of.
Like, they rely on Derrick Rose a lot.
I admit that is a problem. You know, it's like a baseball team that has one or two good hitters, and that's it. Totally. You know, it's like the Cubs.
I think their defense is going to get them into the finals. That's what I think.
Well, you know, some people can make the argument, just like where people with the Ben Gordon argument, he made 30 and gave up 40. I mean, maybe the Bulls would have the reverse effect. But on the other hand, we are talking about with the game against Atlanta. Their defense was fantastic, but they couldn't make a shot.
Exactly.
And when Rose isn't shooting, Rose, you're in trouble.
Which is why.
It's going to show up.
I've been basing it off of that before then, so you can't tell me this. You know I've been saying this
one bad performance.
That's just a sign of why I think they're going to have trouble. That's just the beginning.
I agree that is a cause for concern, but I'm not going to panic right now.
Right,
I'm not going to worry.
The panic level should be a 2 right now.
In my mind, it's going to be there, but at the end of the day, I still have faith in the Bulls.
Right.
Well, just the first time. Just the first time, but it's the first sign. So, yeah. With that heated discussion, we'll be right back.